Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear tonight, with a gentle breeze in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a warm evening, perfect for a stroll outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have signed a joint defense deal. This move comes amid tensions with Iran and links a NATO member, a nuclear state, and a country hosting Muslim holy sites, reported 2 hours ago. Also, Ynet reports that 5 months into a U.S.-Israeli strike campaign, Iran's nuclear program remains a threat. Experts say that key sites are damaged, but Tehran may still have enough enriched uranium for up to 10 bombs. This was reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Walla reports that in a context of regional escalation, the new defense alliance between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan states that an attack on one will be considered an attack on all. This is developing now, just 21 minutes ago. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes that Hamas views talks about demilitarization as a strategy to trap Israel. This was highlighted during a security cabinet meeting earlier today. And finally, Israel Hayom discusses how Israel could respond to Hezbollah under Iranian threats. Jerusalem seeks to convey determination while avoiding war. This was reported 5 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, noted just minutes ago that the IDF's firing line in Gaza is expanding, affecting local residents. He highlights a growing debate over control in the region. Shirat Hadin, an Israeli legal organization, posted 18 minutes ago about a family's fight for justice after a Hamas attack. Their efforts highlight the personal impact of terrorism and the quest for dignity beyond financial compensation. Middle East 24, a regional news account, reported 28 minutes ago on the health-related disappearance of Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei. His absence raises questions about potential power struggles within Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the defense deal, the Times of Israel reports that Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have forged this alliance amid the ongoing conflict with Iran. Though they claim it's not directed at any particular country, the implications suggest a collective stance. This could shift regional power dynamics significantly. Turning to Iran's nuclear threat, Ynet highlights that despite the U.S.-Israeli campaign, Tehran's nuclear capabilities are still a concern. Damaged sites haven't reduced the potential threat, as Iran might still produce nuclear weapons. This ongoing tension poses significant security challenges for the region. Meanwhile, Walla reports that the defense pact signed in Mecca between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan is a response to regional tensions. An attack on one member is seen as an attack on all, a move that could alter the strategic landscape in the Middle East. This alliance could deter potential aggressors. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Hamas considers demilitarization talks as a tactic to ensnare Israel. This strategy, discussed in a security cabinet meeting, suggests Hamas's intentions to use negotiations for strategic gains. This poses a diplomatic challenge for Israel seeking stability. And finally, Israel Hayom explores Israel's options against Hezbollah under the current geopolitical pressure. The report suggests strategic non-war tactics to demonstrate resolve. This approach aims to balance deterrence with diplomacy, crucial for regional peace. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that a father in Israel lost a Supreme Court appeal over a land sale dispute with his son. The court upheld the sale, emphasizing the legal complexities in property transfers. Separately, Tech highlights concerns in Israeli real estate as a $17 million office building in Ohio sold for only $2 million. This reflects broader challenges faced by Israeli investors in the U.S. market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on the long lines at a new Xiaomi store in Rishon LeZion. The launch offered special deals drawing significant consumer interest, showcasing robust demand for tech products in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.